KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvements or outbuilding needs. Let's recap some high school sports from the weekend. Plenty of wrestling on Saturday around the region at the Red Owens Classic at Southeast Polk High School. It was Southeast Polk winning the team competition with Cedar Rapids Jefferson second, Glenwood third, Atlantic ended up fourth with 157.5 points. Cole Hansen and Colby Sorensen each grabbed second place finishes for Atlantic, while Carter Cox, Marshall McDermott, Reed Nichols all placing third in their weight classes. Austin Williamson, Keegan Hosfeld each grabbed fourth place, while Drake Roller, Zach Stork, and Travis Peterson were fifth. Tyler Thomas and John McConkie had sixth place finishes for Atlantic in that Saturday meet. Also, the Western Iowa Conference Wrestling Tournament Saturday saw Logan Magnolia run through that dual tournament as they go 8-0 for the championship. Riverside was 6-2 for second place. Missouri Valley 6-2. They were third. AHSTW, Tri-Center, Audubon, Underwood, Trainer, and Griswold round out the rest of the field in that order. At the Tiger Knight Invitational in Carroll on Saturday, Pocahontas won the team title with Carroll second place. Greene County, Bondurant, Farrar, and Kemper Catholic round out the top five. Among the area champions in that meet, Lane Rummelhart of Guthrie Center took the 145-pound crown. Parker Pruill of Denison, 152. Brady Bender of Carroll, the 160-pound title. Evan Hansen of Exira EHK was the champ at 182, while Guthrie Center's Austin Labs won the 195 title, and Cale Crowder of Guthrie Center took the 220-pound championship. Also at the Shenandoah Mustang Duels on Saturday in the Silver Division, it was East Mills capturing first place as they defeated St. Albert in the championship match. Southwest Iowa beat Clarinda Academy for third. In the Gold section, it was Westwood winning the championship, defeating Shenandoah in the title match. Bishop Heelan Catholic defeated Red Oak for third place in that side of the division. In high school basketball action on Saturday, recapping some boys' hoops, it was Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Exira EHK 50-37. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Ralston, Nebraska 54-49. Louisville, Nebraska beat Thomas Jefferson 66-57. And Lewis Central fell to South Sioux City, Nebraska 60-50 on Saturday. In girls' hoops, Exira EHK over Coon Rapids Bayard 71-15. Sioux City West beat Abraham Lincoln 57-33. Well, just a pair of top 25 men's basketball teams were in action Sunday, a current and a former member of the ACC. Number 6, Virginia held Harvard to just one field goal in the first half in a 76-27 rout. Also on Sunday, it was Jake Lehman with 21 points and 11 rebounds as 17th-ranked Maryland beat Oklahoma State 73-64. They improved to 11-1 on the season. In women's college hoops on Sunday, Samantha Logic's contested drive through traffic with less than 3 seconds left gave number 23 Iowa a wild 100-98 win over Drake on Sunday in a game that saw the two teams combine for 24 points in the last 65 seconds. Melissa Dixon hit 10 three-pointers and scored 31 points for the Hawkeyes. Logic and Allie Disterhoff each had 18 points. Logic also had 11 rebounds. Sophomore Lizzie Wendell hit a three-pointer with 8.6 seconds left to tie the game and finish with a Knapp Center record 43 points for the Bulldogs. Becca Jones had 19 points and 13 rebounds, both career highs, and Caitlin Engel, who missed a tough shot at the buzzer, had 17 points and 10 assists. Drake led by as many as 7 in the first half. They were up 48-43 at the break. Iowa's big lead was 88-80 with 2:56 to play. Both teams shot better than 50% and made 13 three-pointers. Iowa was just 17 of 27 from the line, helping Drake out down the stretch. In football over the weekend, Team Iowa lost 26-0 to Utah Friday night in the Football University 8th grade national semifinals in Naples, Florida. That Iowa team is made up of players from all over the state, including Mitchell Williamson of Wyota. Saturday, in the third place game, it was Indiana defeating Iowa 20-0. In the championship game in that division, Broward County, Florida beat Utah 35-24 in a game that was nationally televised. In NFL football yesterday, Ben Roethlisberger passed for 220 yards and a touchdown. Le'Veon Bell added a score, and the Pittsburgh Steelers locked up a postseason berth with a methodical 20-12 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Pittsburgh faces Cincinnati next week for the AFC North title. Either way, the Steelers will be playing January football for the first time since Tim Tebow and Denver stunned the defending AFC champions in the wild card round 3 years ago. Antonio Brown caught 7 passes and a touchdown for Pittsburgh, which has won 7 of 9, and can clinch a division title for the first time since 2010 by beating the Bengals next week. Kansas City's Alex Smith passed for a season-high 311 yards but was sacked six times. The Chiefs have lost four out of five, and they need to beat San Diego next Sunday and receive plenty of help to make it back to the playoffs for a second straight year under coach Andy Reid. Elsewhere in the National Football League on Sunday, it was Atlanta beating New Orleans 30-14, Houston topping Baltimore 25-13, Carolina got by Cleveland 17-13, Detroit over Chicago 20-14, Green Bay beat Tampa Bay 20-3, it was Miami over Minnesota 37-35, New England topping the New York Jets 17-16, the New York Giants beat St. Louis 37-27, Oakland over Buffalo 26-24, Dallas topping Indianapolis 42-7, while Seattle beat Arizona 35-6. And also on the weekend, the Atlantic High School Archery Club hosted their home archery tournament on Saturday. In the team competition, it was West Des Moines Valley winning the meet with Diagonal second and Atlantic placing third. Overall, there were 270 registered shooters in that tournament for the day. The boys' champion was Lane Ruby of Diagonal, who had a 296 out of 300. Close to a perfect score. On the girls' side, Sarah Kuhlman of Valley High School in West Des Moines had 284 out of 300 for a top score. Individually for Atlantic, among some of their top place finishers on the boys' side, Logan Russell had 274 out of 300. Taylor Kirchner, he was 16th. He had 254 points. Russell, by the way, was 8th. Luke Frisbee finished 22nd with 236 points. Nathan Gray had 233 points for 25th place. On the girls' side for Atlantic, Alexis Schulte had 234 points for 22nd place, right ahead of Paige Anstey, her teammate, who had 233 for 23rd place. Heather Friend shot 228 for 28th place. Tama Jessen had 222 for 29th place. And Carly Westphalen shot a 216. That was good for 30th place overall in that meet on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.